This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India has signed a defence deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed yesterday by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France Sebastien Lecornu in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. The agreement includes training, simulator, associated equipment weapons, and performance-based logistics. It also includes additional equipment for the existing Rafale fleet of the Indian Air Force. The deal is expected to generate thousands of jobs and revenue for micro, small and medium enterprises. Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly has passed a strong-worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam, in which 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed on 22nd of this month. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhumane and cowardly act, was unanimously adopted by the House after 3-hour-long discussion. Speaking yesterday at a special session of the Assembly, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah expressed solidarity with the victims of the terror attack and extended condolences to their families.
Is mauke pe na koi siyasat, na koi business rules, na koi statehood, na kuch aur. Ek hi cheez, is hamle ki kadi ninda aur un 26 logon ke saath dil ki gehraiyon se hamdardi aur taazim. Aur kuch nahi.
Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal met with UK's Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, yesterday to advance negotiations on a free trade agreement, FTA, between the two nations. Mr. Goyal, who arrived in London for 2 days of discussions, emphasized strengthening investment ties and boosting bilateral trade. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal confirmed that the FTA talks between India and the UK are being relaunched, with both sides committed to moving the agreement forward. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred upon Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the first civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, 4 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 10 with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. D. Nageshwar Reddy in medicine and Dr. Lakshmi Narayana Subramaniam in art field were conferred with Padma Vibhushan for their contribution, while M.T. Vasudevan Nair and Osamu Suzuki were honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Among those honoured with Padma Bhushan are Nandamuri Balakrishna, Shekhar Kapoor, former Indian hockey team captain Shri J.H.P.R. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has underscored the need to achieve the target of 1 billion UPI transactions per day within the next 2 to 3 years. She has stressed the importance of accelerating the internationalization of UPI with the development of interoperable frameworks. The Finance Minister yesterday chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review the various aspects and the way ahead for the Unified Payments Interface UPI ecosystem. The meeting was attended by senior officials from the Finance Ministry, RBI and National Payments Corporation of India. In a significant milestone reflecting the growing digital trust in India, Aadhaar authentication transactions surged past 2,707 crore during the financial year 2024-25. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has witnessed a substantial uptick in the adoption of its authentication services, especially face authentication, which has gained remarkable traction across sectors. In Mizoram, 3 members of a family were killed and 1 injured when a heavy rock fell on their moving car in near Aizawl yesterday. According to police, the incident took place in the Pukpui area while the family was returning to Aizawl from Lengpui Airport, about 35 km from the state capital. Indian women's cricket team will take on South Africa in the second match of the 2025 Tri-Nation Series today. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, India will face skipper Laura Woolward in South Africa at 10 a.m. Indian time. In IPL T20 cricket, host Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 8 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Batting first, Gujarat Titans posted 209 for 4 in 20 overs, with skipper Shubman Gill contributing 84 runs. Today, host Delhi Capital will face Kolkata Knight Riders at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.